Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
With us today is David Palumbo, CEO of EQTech, which is a company that provides technology for converting waste to clean energy. Hi, David. How are you?
Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Great to have you on the podcast. Now, for our listeners, it would be great if you could give them an insight into your business background and your expertise in the energy from waste sector.
Okay, Rob, my relevant background is mainly in venture capital and private equity, always in the technology space, and for the last 5 to 6 years in the clean tech space. That experience was very interesting because I had to study lots of technology companies and had to understand what really gives them the potential to be disruptive in a specific sector. I learned that it's very important to articulate a simple and a powerful value proposition for the customer and to commit to a successful and replicable revenue model. Other thing that is important I learned in my experience as a investor is the distribution channels that you can use for your technology and how to grow and develop through partnership. I had significant experience in renewable and traditional energy infrastructure funding. Recently, in the last 5 years, specifically for waste to energy projects, and you know, looking at different ways to attract from institutional investors debt equity into this project. I have developed also a network in the space, so my intention is to continue to apply the experience that I have in the past and also my network in my role as a CEO of Equity.
Okay, good to understand a little bit about yourself. To take a quote from your website, the world is drowning in waste. Can you expand on how much waste the UK annually exports and how EQTech can address this problem?
Okay, well, historically, it's been between 3 and 4 million tons that have been exported of municipal solid waste or RDF, which is the post-recycling end product of the municipal solid waste. However, this is now being restricted through both fiscal and legislation change. So we expect that this will reduce as well. And that leads to the fact that we already have capacity issues in the UK to dealing with waste generally, and this will become more critical as we expect that we'll have tighter regulation and public criticism is increasing on the incineration facilities. In the case of Equity has an advanced gasification technology, which is one of the few that is true gasification. And it's true gasification because through the production of a very clean synthesis gas, or what you can call syngas as well, the level of purity of the syngas that we produce means they can go directly into gas engines, which makes the production of electricity in this case more efficient, more effective, clean and sustainable. And as you can produce more energy with a significantly reduced carbon footprint, I think this is something that will have a lot of longevity. Especially now that we're reaching, I think, a tipping point in the markets to understand the difference of the technologies available.
Okay. And can you explain EQTech's gasify technology and the range of waste materials that it can be applied to?
Well, as I was mentioning to you, the advanced gasification that we have is capable of dealing with a number of feedstock. Any feedstock that could be anything from biomass, which is any organic material that can come from plant animals like wood chips or straw, as well as municipal waste. The process is as follows. The feedstock enters into or gasifiers and occurs a thermochemical process where without any combustion, the feedstock is decomposed in simple compounds that are the compounds that form the synthetic gas. With the clean syngas, you could then generate electricity or heat or other high-value fuels through a follow-on process. We have in our libraries more than 50 different types of feedstock that we have successfully tested in our plant. So, you know, I could give you a list, but bit by bit we'll inform the market of which are these.
Okay, and what are the core projects in EQTech's portfolio?
Well, in terms of one of the most important, obviously, is the you know, Movialza reference plan, which is a great reference for us inside of the agri-food and industrial sector, We recently, have established. We have a recent transaction with them. We are in agreement with them to use the plan as a showcase for technology, because this plan has reached recently 111,000 operating hours in the combined operating hours on the engines, and dealing with a particular difficult feedstock, which is the moist or waste of olive pomace or olive production oil. The intention is to use this now much more aggressively in finding a niche sector like this, where you have an industrial waste stream that and an industrial process that also require a lot of electricity and heat. And so we're very excited of that vertical and that project as a benchmark in the industry. The other exciting pipeline of portfolio that we have is the portfolio that we have in our joint venture with Phoenix Energy in the US. This is mainly to deal with forestry, woody waste from California. I mean, it's well understood, obviously, what the how critical the situation on the forest fires has become, given so much forestry waste that is already in the soil. In California, this is a similar situation will happen in Australia as well. So we have another portfolio project in California that we are now, beside the Norfolk project, which obviously we reached financial close and we are working on delivering. We are now focusing on the second and third project that we have in California. And as a site, less commercial, but more from the R&D point of view, which we pride ourselves to always be at the, say, forefront of technical leadership in the space. We have the two pilot plants in the University of Lorraine and the University Lorraine in France and the University of Zaragoza in Spain. This is very valuable for us because we can continue to test different feedstock and different process to develop and tweak our technology for different applications. In particular, in the University of Lorraine, we announced recently that we have the permission to test RDF or refuse-derived fuel, and we have already successfully tested waste on the French consortium, quite high-profile partners in the consortium, and we are planning in the future to do some RDF from the UK tested in the plant.
Okay, plenty to keep you busy then. The company recently achieved financial closure on the Norfolk biomass project in California and received €880,000 and a 19.99% stake in the project. What are the next steps in this project and when do you think construction will begin?
Well, we're now in the process of finalizing all the tender pack with the EPC in the U.S., in fact, next week, Joel Aleman, our CTO, and I are going to, Joel Aleman and myself are going to the U.S. for the first construction phase project meeting with the EPC and Phoenix. So we're quite excited about that. The EPC will start on site before us once all the tender packs are coming back, and we expect to deliver our equipment on site in the summer. Equipment on site will arrive when they already have done all the civils, and then it'll be a matter of assembling all the equipment by the EPC.
Okay, so the company recently announced approval for RDF testing at the University of Lorraine classification plant. Can you explain what RDF is and what benefits this testing facility will bring to EcuTech?
So the this is what I was mentioning before, Rob, about the facility in Lorraine. This is a facility that we have had just recently given the permission to test the RDF, which is the refuse-derived fuel. This is the fuel that is generated after the municipal solid waste is put through the recycling process of extracting the organics and some of the high-value commodities. And this is very important because instead of just giving external test results on the specific RDF, we can give real life data of this to any funder or insurance provider that wants to carry out a technical due diligence. Typically, this should reduce the risk premium that you pay for the insurance and consequently increase the options of funding. And also hopefully reduce the cost of capital for these projects.
Last question then, David. What's the company roadmap for 2020 and what can investors expect in the first and second quarter?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's an exciting road ahead that we have. I think one of the key distinctions that we have made, the executive team, is that we really want to grow through strategic partnership like what we're doing in the US in Phoenix. We want to find strong development partners that have a pipeline and take more of a portfolio approach to our projects. So that's something that we'll be seeking to extend up and finding more partners in the geographies and markets that we are focusing on. That leads to a focus on the key markets and geographies where we believe there's a combination of legislation and a particular challenge that affects a sector where they already have established players, which are already spending important amounts of capital in finding solutions for these challenges. And the other thing is obviously to keep discipline around our key objectives and focus on projects of a scale and characteristic that I think will make it easier and quicker to reach construction phase. And I think, you know, that would, you know, if we manage to execute on those three let's call objectives, we'll be in a good place at the end of it.
Thanks, David, for taking the time to talk to us, and we look forward in the future to having further discussions of how you're getting on.
Thank you, Rob. Absolute pleasure.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.